理课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 17. Showing what happened on the voyage from Singapore to Hong Kong. The detective met Passepartout often on the deck. Fix did not try to get more information about Mr. Fogg. He did see Mr. Fogg once or twice, but the gentleman usually stayed in his room. Passepartout began to seriously wonder how Fix could be on the same path as his master. He had first met this friendly man at Suez, then on board the Mongolia. He had stopped at Bombay, and now he was on the Rangoon. What was Fix's purpose? Passepartout was ready to wager his Indian shoes that Fix would also leave Hong Kong at the same time, and probably on the same steamer. Passepartout could never have guessed the detective's real purpose. He would never have guessed that Fogg was being followed as a robber. Passepartout decided that Fix could only be an agent of Mr. Fogg's friends at the Reform Club. He had been sent to follow Mr. Fogg to make sure he really went around the world. "It's clear," the worthy servant repeated. "He's a spy sent to follow us. Spying on Mr. Fogg, who is so honorable a man. Ah, gentlemen of the Reform, this shall cost you dear." Passepartout, happy with this discovery, decided not to tell his master. He didn't want Mr. Fogg to be upset with his friends. But Passepartout decided to try to confuse Fix. During the afternoon of Wednesday, 30th October, the Rangoon entered the Strait of Malacca. The Rangoon stopped at Singapore the next day at 4 a.m. to receive coal. They had gained half a day, and Phineas Fogg noted this in his journal. Aouda wanted to walk on shore, so Phineas Fogg went with her. Fix followed them carefully. After a drive of 2 hours through the country, Aouda and Mr. Fogg returned to the town. At 10 o'clock, they boarded the steamer, followed closely by the detective. At 11 o'clock, the Rangoon left Singapore Harbor. Singapore is 1,300 miles away from the island of Hong Kong. Phineas Fogg hoped to accomplish the journey in 6 days, so he could take the steamer to Yokohama, Japan, on the 6th of November. The Rangoon had many passengers, including a number of Indians, Sri Lankans, Chinese, Malays, and Portuguese. The weather had been fine, but now it had changed. The waves were very strong, and the boat rolled heavily. The poor design of the Rangoon meant the steamer had to slow down. Passepartout was very angry, but his master did not seem to worry. Perhaps Passepartout was thinking about the gas burning in Savile Row. "You are in a great hurry, then," said Fix to him one day, "to reach Hong Kong." "A very great hurry." "Mr. Fogg, I suppose, is anxious to catch the steamer for Yokohama."
"Terribly anxious."
"You believe in this journey around the world, then?"
"Absolutely. Don't you, Mr. Fix?"
I don't believe a word of it."
"You're a clever dog," said Passepartout, winking at him.
This disturbed Fix. Had the Frenchman guessed his real purpose? He didn't know what to think. But how could Passepartout have discovered that he was a detective? Passepartout went even further the next day.
"Mr. Fix," said he, "shall we be so unfortunate as to lose you when we get to Hong Kong?"
"Why?" replied Fix. "I don't know, perhaps,
If you would only go on with us."
You were going to Bombay, and here you are in China. America is not far off, and from America to Europe is only a step. Passepartout continued to confuse Fix. Next, he asked Fix if he made much money in his current job.
Yes and no, replied Fix. There is good and bad luck in such things. But you must understand that I don't travel at my own expense.
Oh, I am quite sure of that, cried Passepartout, laughing. Fix did not know what to think. He decided that if Fogg prepared to leave Hong Kong, he would tell Passepartout everything. Either the servant was a partner of his master, or the servant knew nothing of the robbery and would leave the robber. Phineas Fogg was not disturbed by anything, however, including Aouda. Passepartout saw in Aouda's eyes that she felt strongly about his master.